poll, 41% do not trust Fauci's opinions on coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on December 20, 2021. Americans do not overwhelmingly trust Dr. Anthony Fauci's opinions on the Chinese coronavirus. An 1-in-1/tip poll released Monday found. Generally speaking, how much trust do you have in Dr. Anthony Fauci's opinions related to coronavirus? The survey asked. Fewer than half trust Fauci's opinions, as the survey found 47% expressing some level of trust. Of those, 26% said they have a lot of trust, compared to 21% who said they have quite a bit of trust. 41%, however, said they either have little trust or no trust at all. Another 13% remain unsure. Predictably, most Democrats trust Fauci, as 45% say they have a lot of trust and 27% say they have quite a bit of trust. However, only 21% of Republicans feel the same way. Independents tend to side with the Republican view, as 49% express little to no trust in Fauci, compared to 36% who express some level of trust. Just 13% of Democrats say they have little trust in the chief medical bureaucrat charged with managing the U.S. response to the pandemic, while only 5% say they have no trust at all. That's a total of just 18%. Republicans' lack of trust is evident in the overall number of 70% who lack faith in Fauci, with 22% saying they have little faith, and a sizable 48% plurality saying they have none. Independents, once again, split the difference between the two major parties. Just 16% say they grant Fauci a lot of trust, and 20% award him quite a bit, for a total of 36%. The survey comes as public health officials now sound the alarm over the Omicron variant. Fauci, indeed, has a history of flip-flopping and avoiding the truth throughout the pandemic, from his position on masks to his denial of funding gain-of-function research. More recently, Fauci has seemingly backtracked on his previous assertions that vaccinations would be the answer for Americans to return to a state of pre-pandemic normalcy, as he is now suggesting that vaccinated and boosted Americans need to do more, including wearing masks and getting tested. But we have got to realize that it is more than just getting vaccination. Vaccination is an absolutely essential part of this process. But there are other things. And that's the reason why we stress the idea about masking and testing, he said during a Sunday appearance on CNN's State of the Union. People think that vaccine is the answer to everything. We can't do it without vaccines, Jake, but we can do a lot more with other things. And testing, for example, both yourself and your family when you're getting ready to do something, go out into the community, or when you're going to have people over your own house, he added.